Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Filing of nominations for second phase begins with the issuance of notification for Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. Relief and rescue operations underway in Gujarat after floods wreak havoc. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and assures all possible support from centre. Three terrorists killed in separate encounters in Jammu and Kashmir. NIA conducts searches across the country in Visakhapatnam espionage case. Centre amends rules to facilitate direct listing of securities by Indian companies at GIFT IFSC. And National Sports Day been celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government committed to ensure more youth play and shine. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir began today after the issuance of notification. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of September. Meanwhile, for the first phase of assembly elections, 244 nominations out of 279 were found valid by the Election Commission after the scrutiny of papers. 24 constituencies will go to polls in the first phase on the 18th of September. The result of all three phases will be declared on the 4th of October. We have more from a Srinagar correspondent.
For the upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir for phase 1, candidature of 244 candidates was found valid as per the guidelines of the Election Commission of India, while nomination papers of 35 candidates were found invalid and were rejected. As per the election notification, the candidates can withdraw their nominations by tomorrow before 3 p.m. in the office of the respective returning officers. Meanwhile, Election Commission of India issued gazette notification today for 26 assembly constituencies spread across 6 districts of Jammu and Kashmir, namely Gandharbal, Badgam, Srinagar, Poonch, Riyasi and Rajouri for phase 2 of the assembly elections going to polls on September 25. The last date of filing the nomination papers would be September 5 and scrutiny of the nominations will be done on September 6. The last date of withdrawal of nominations would be September 9. Sunil Kohl for Akashvani News from Srinagar.
In Gujarat, relief and rescue operations is underway in full swing after floods wreaked havoc in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel today and took stock of the relief work in the flood-affected regions. He instructed the state administration to expedite sanitation and public health work in the flood-affected areas to restore normal life. The Prime Minister also assured all support from the centre. Our correspondent reports that nearly 35 health teams have been sent to the flood-affected districts to carry out sanitation work.
Barring Kutch and a few districts in Saurashtra region such as Devbhoomi, Dwarka, Porbandar and Rajkot, the intensity of rains have significantly reduced in most parts of the state. However, several parts of Akota area in Vadodara city are still submerged in water and relief work is going on. Meanwhile, a total of 35 medical teams were sent for 5 days to the heavy rain-affected districts of Vadodara, Morbi, Porbandar to carry out sanitation work and necessary action to avoid waterborne and mosquito-borne diseases. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Saurashtra and Kutch today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura through the next 7 days.
वेस्टर्न रीजन में जहाँ पर अभी भी सिस्टम का इन्फ्लुएंस रहेगा, कल से बारिश कम हो जाएगी और वेरी हैवी रेनफॉल का ही पॉसिबिलिटी है सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में. गुजरात में अभी बारिश कम हो जाएगी, आज 2 दिन तक कुछ नहीं होगी, मगर अगला जो सिस्टम अभी बन गया है बंगाल की खाड़ी में, ये थोड़ा मॉइस्चर खींचेगा जिसके चलते हमारा वेस्ट कोस्ट आज से ही एक्टिव हो गया है.
Several parts of Delhi and its adjoining areas also witnessed moderate to heavy rainfall overnight and continues this morning. The rainfall also caused waterlogging in different areas, affecting traffic movement. An interministerial central team began on-the-spot assessment of the wreckage of floods in 4 districts of Tripura. The team, led by Director Central Water Commission Mahesh Kumar, visited Gomti district and inspected the affected areas. According to Additional District Magistrate Binoy Bhushan Das, Gomti District has incurred losses amounting to 1,100 crore rupees. After arrival at Agartala yesterday, the central team held review meeting with the top officials of various departments of the state government. The state government in its preliminary estimates have stated that the floods brought in massive loss of properties and infrastructure amounting to 15,000 crore rupees. At least three terrorists were killed in two separate encounters and two different anti-infiltration operations along the line of control LOC in Jammu and Kashmir's Kupwara district. The encounter started after a joint operation was launched by the security personnel in response to the suspected movement of the terrorist. Director General of Police of the Jammu and Kashmir Police, R.R. Swain, told Akashvani News that one terrorist was killed in Tangdhar sector and two terrorists were gunned down in the Machil sector.
ये ऑपरेशन जो है लाइन ऑफ कंट्रोल पे है ये दो जगह अलग अलग जगह पे कुपवाड़ा जिले के जो सीमावर्ती इलाका है यहां पे पुलिस की इंटेलिजेंस इनपुट थी दो अलग अलग जगह पे साइमल्टेनियस इन्फिल्ट्रेशन होंगे एक करना सेक्टर में और एक मछेल सेक्टर में स्पेसिफिक इनपुट्स थी पुलिस के पास पुलिस ने एक ज्वाइंट एम्बुश ले किया था इसमें एक मुठभेड़ हुआ और इसमें एक जगह पे मछल सेक्टर में दो आतंकी मारे गए हैं और करना सेक्टर में एक डेड बॉडी देखने को मिल रहा है सर्च ऑपरेशन जारी है
Another gunfight erupted between security forces and terrorists in Rajouri district last night after troops launched a cordon and search operation suspected a terrorist movement. Two to three terrorists are believed to be holed up in Kheri, Mohara, Lathi, Dhantal area in Khawas Tehsil, and additional forces have been rushed to the area to strengthen the cordon and search operation. Meanwhile, security forces busted a hideout in Poonch district and recovered a cache in a forest area during a search operation. Six hand grenades were recovered from a natural cave in Dhachi Top Shindra area. More details are awaited. In a massive crackdown in the Pakistan-led Vishakhapatnam espionage case, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, searched multiple locations across the country yesterday. According to the NIA, extensive searches were conducted at 16 locations in Gujarat, Karnataka, Kerala, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, and Haryana. The premises searched by NIA teams were linked with suspects who had received money from Pakistan to undertake spying activities in India. The NIA in a statement said a total of 22 mobile phones and a host of sensitive documents were seized during the searches. The case involved leakage of sensitive information related to the Indian Navy as part of an anti-India conspiracy hatched from across the border. The NIA has filed a charge sheet last year against two accused, including an absconding Pakistani national, Mir Balaj Khan. Investigations had revealed that Mir Balaj Khan, along with an arrested accused, Akash Solanki has been involved in the espionage racket. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates round the clock. Follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. The Finance Ministry has amended Securities Contracts Regulation Rules 1956, facilitating direct listing of securities by public Indian companies on international exchanges of GIFT Indian Financial System Code. According to the Finance Ministry, new amendments facilitate easier access to global capital for Indian startups and companies in sunrise and technology sectors. This will benefit Indian companies to look avenues for expanding their presence in other markets. The Ministry issued a gazette notification in this regard yesterday. As per the rules, the minimum offer and allotment to the public as per the offer document will be at least 10% of the post-issue capital for public Indian companies desiring to list solely on international exchanges in IFSC. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and the Nifty touched a record high in the intraday trade today. The BSE Sensex jumped 309 points at 82,095, while the Nifty 50 rose 80 points and trading up at 25,132 IB in the afternoon trade. The government has allowed the Union Public Service Commission to perform Aadhaar-based authentication to verify candidates' identity on a voluntary basis. It has been allowed at the time of registration and during various stages of examinations and recruitment. The decision came in the wake of cancelling of the provisional candidature of Pooja Khedkar and debarring her from all future examinations for fraudulently availing attempts in the civil services examination beyond eligibility by faking her identity. A joint technical committee headed by the Indian Navy has been formed to investigate the reasons for the collapse of the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj statue at Sindhudurg in Maharashtra. Apart from Navy officials, the committee will comprise representatives from the state government and technical experts. The Indian Navy said in a statement that the statue was unveiled on the 4th of December last year as part of the Navy Day celebrations. It was aimed at honoring the legacy of the Maratha Navy and Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj towards maritime defense and security and its historical linkage with the modern Indian Navy. The Indian Navy said it is committed to assisting in all measures to repair, restore and reinstate the statue at the earliest. Meanwhile, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has directed the Public Works Department to appoint a committee of the country's leading sculptors, civil engineers, experts and naval officers to erect a grand and excellent statue of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Kirti Vardhan Singh inaugurated the ASSOCHAM Environment and Carbon Conference in New Delhi today. The theme of the conference is fostering a collaborative ecosystem for achieving net zero by 2070. Addressing the conference, Mr. Singh said that climate and the environment change is a global issue now, but the government is taking several steps to protect the country from its impact. A tremor of 5.7 magnitude at the Richter scale was felt in Delhi and adjoining areas this morning. According to the National Center of Seismology, the epicenter of the earthquake was in Afghanistan. There is no report of any damage or casualty so far. Today is National Sports Day. The day is celebrated on the 29th of August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "The government is committed to supporting sports and ensuring more youth are able to play and shine." He added that it is an occasion to compliment all those passionate about sports and those who have played for India. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia paid a floral tribute to Major Dhyan Chand at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. Talking to media, Dr. Mandavia stressed that a healthy citizen builds a healthy society and a healthy society builds a prosperous country.
राष्ट्रीय खेल दिन के अवसर पर हमने मेजर ध्यानचंद जी को पुष्पांजलि अर्पित की. आज उसकी जन्म जयंती है और मेजर ध्यानचंद जी की जन्म जयंती को हम राष्ट्रीय खेल दिन के रूप में मना रहे हैं. मोदी जी ने सही कहा है कि जो खेलेंगे वो खिलेंगे. देश के नागरिक फिट रहे, स्वस्थ रहे और स्वस्थ नागरिक स्वस्थ समाज का निर्माण करता है और स्वस्थ समाज समृद्ध राष्ट्र का निर्माण करता है.
Paralympic Games 2024 have been officially inaugurated with a grand opening ceremony in Paris. A total of 4,400 Paralympians representing 167 nations marched from Champs-Élysées to the Place de la Concorde. Tokyo 2020 gold medalist javelin thrower Sumit Antil and world record holder table tennis player Bhagyashree Jadhav led the Indian contingent. A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. It is India's largest contingent in Paralympic history. In U.S. Open tennis, second seeds Novak Djokovic and Aryna Sabalenka have both advanced to the third round singles event at Flushing Meadows in New York. In the men's singles, Serbian Novak Djokovic entered the third round after his opponent and compatriot Laszlo Jairi retired in the third set of the second round clash. In women's singles, Belarusian Sabalenka defeated Lucia Bronzetti of Italy. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Filing of nominations for the second phase begins with the issuance of notification for Jammu and Kashmir assembly polls. Relief and rescue operations underway in Gujarat after floods wreak havoc. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and assures all possible support from centre. Three terrorists killed in separate encounters in Jammu and Kashmir. NIA conducts searches across the country in Vishakhapatnam espionage case. Centre amends rules to facilitate direct listing of securities by Indian companies at GIFT IFSC. And National Sports Day been celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government committed to ensure More youth play and shine. And with that, we end the Midday News.